This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You might not have known this, but there is an official start to tax season. That is when the IRS will start accepting and processing returns. And it is today. Later than usual, because like all the rest of us, the already short-staffed Internal Revenue Service has had a tough time getting things done in the pandemic and has had to figure out how to get two rounds of relief payments out, so they're a little behind. Deadline is, of course, the same, though, 15 April, so things are likely to be a bit stressful at the tax agency the next couple of months. And as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, more stressful than usual for a lot of filers as well.
Taxes may be a bit more complicated this year, especially for people who lost their jobs or had their hours cut back.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that when you get unemployment, it's taxable, so they might not have had adequate withholding.
Keith Fogg is a professor at Harvard Law School and runs the federal tax clinic there. Also,
last year, a lot of people are pulling money out of their retirement accounts to try to make ends meet, which is creating more taxable income.
All this is on top of the normal stress many experience during tax filing season. Lynn Bufka is a senior director at the American Psychological Association. She says one way to deal with the stress is to grasp control where you can.
We have some control over when we start the tax process. We have some control over trying to have our records and materials organized in a way to make it more efficient. That helps us manage stress.
Another tool, free tax prep. Laura Schurler is with United Way Worldwide, which partners with the IRS to offer the services in many communities.
You know, there may be people out there who have never used free services before because they've never needed to.
But of course, 2020 was different. And says Schurler,
especially if you're having trouble paying your bills, buying groceries, affording your utilities, tax preparation is not something that you have to spend money on.
And in many cases, our own tax dollars pay for the service. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.